Welcome back to another episode of Around the Loop. I'm glad you guys are here taking this opportunity to listen to episode number 4. For all you Spanish speakers and non-Spanish speakers, I'm going to teach you a new word, right? You guys ready? Número cuarto. Oh, that's right. Number 4. Anywho, so let's roll into this week's episode. And just want to let you guys know that I'm going to move into dropping episodes now every Monday. Decided to start rolling with that because I got carried away with saying, oh, I'm going to drop 2 episodes per week, like I promised, and didn't realize how hard it is. And that's the true reality to you guys. It is kind of hard. I'm not going to lie. And it is important to keep up with your promises, you know? But I do promise about dropping an episode soon, and hopefully, I'm just trying to convince the love of my life. Hopping on an episode so you guys can finally meet her, because she's got a lot of stories, she's got a lot of jokes, and she's definitely fucking funny and a lot of life to her. I love her so much, but I just wanted to talk about a couple things this week, and you know, wanted to try this whole new thing about dropping episodes Mondays, just because why not. So for now on, be prepared. Every single Monday I'm going to be dropping an episode. But this Monday, it's dropping a little late, a little in the evening. But don't worry, y'all. I'm going to get back to it. So look out for the next Monday, dropping an episode. It'll be bright and early in the morning. For y'all early birds that are going to work super early in the morning, I'll try my best to drop the episode by 5 a.m. So check it out, Monday mornings, 5 a.m. I'll hopefully have the episode up and ready. If latest, 5:30. But I'm going to hold my word to it. So, just wanted to go over a couple things in life. And I wanted to talk about last Friday. About how I went to the DMV. And my experience behind it. Now, for some of y'all, it is very, very important to be up to date with your license. It is very important to update your current address. Because I fucking did it. I definitely did it. And damn right, I still had that same San Marcos address from my old apartments there for about 3 years now. Now, shame on me, right? Yeah, well, that's my fucking fault. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I mean, yeah, I just lagged on that. That's definitely my fault. So, I didn't really have much time on my end because my birthday's coming around. And as you all know, in California, your license expires on your birthday on the 4th. It'll say, so if it's coming up on the 4th year and your license is about to expire, it'll expire on your birthday. So take the time to go on the DMV website. You guys can do that. You can do it from your Android phone, from your iPhone, from a tablet, from the McDonald's fucking menu if you wanted to, by all means. Or do the Best Buy computer, I don't give a shit. Figure it out. Or use the Tamagotchi for fuck's sakes. But fill out the form online and you can do the pre-application on there and Get yourself set up. So head over there and get that done. So rolling into it, I was kind of lagging on it. I really was. But I did the pre-application, everything online. And the website said, ooh, you're going to have to go retake your test. And it gave me a couple options. I can do the DMV test at the DMV. I can do the knowledge test, where it's like an e-learning course, but it's a whole course you gotta take. Or I can do an online proctor test, where they see me, where a proctor gets to see me on the webcam, do the test, and it's kind of awkward, so I'm good. So I was like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna try to set up the appointment and go take the test at the DMV. And I'm like, I'm in God's hands now. So I went Friday, I was off Friday, and took the opportunity to go to the DMV, took my buddy with me. So we went, and I got there. Thank God I got there the time I did. I got there around 2 o'clock, and the line wasn't long at all. So I was like, all right, cool. Got my number, G244. I'm like, oh shit, not bad. I'm like, all right, I'm going to be next. I look up, G122. I said, huh, what the fuck? So, like, over 120 numbers later, which is equivalent to about 2 hours of wait time, if you guys wondered. So I was there with my buddy, and if you guys wonder, oh, where's your love bug? Where was she? Well, she was at a service, a funeral service, and my condolences go up to his family and the family and his loved ones. You know, may his soul rest in peace. And now he's in the kingdoms of heaven. So she was out there attending the service, and I was out here doing my license. And you know, at one point, about an hour and a half in, I was already getting anxiety, like fucking crazy. Not that I was scared that I would fail my test, because it's like, it's kind of dumb. I mean, it feels dumb after all these years of driving, and plus I was a fucking truck driver in the Marine Corps, so I mean, it's like, I should know driving better than anything, right? Yeah, well, it gets to the best of us. It's just the anxiety. It was overwhelming joy. That's all it was. So I get ready, finally get called up, and as soon as I get called up, I start paying the application fee, and it was my turn to even set up my true ID, California ID, which allows you to go into Mexico, Canada, and, you know, to travel from state to state now on airplanes. So it's important that you guys take the opportunity to do that. It really is. And so I go up there and I start filling out the form, doing the eye test and everything, paid $45. And you got to bring two forms of address, two forms of proof of residency, basically, like two papers saying that you live here. So either a progressive or an insurance bill, any sort of bill, or even pay stubs. You know, if you get a paper pay stub, that works too. Just bring two of those that are like current with your address. And also, if you guys have a passport, bring the passport. That works. If not, it's all Gucci. Bring your birth certificate. And so it's all good. It's all good. So I presented the forms to the gentleman. You know, he made me take the eye test. I'm fucking going blind as a bat already at this point. But I can see enough to pass. It's all Gucci, right? I'm not actually blind on the fucking road. It's just sometimes I need glasses to see far. But it's all Gucci. Who doesn't? And so there we go. And as I turn around, next thing you know, I saw my love bug, and it was great. Because earlier on, about the hour and a half in, I started praying. I prayed that, you know, hopefully everything is going to be good. I prayed that God would guide me through it, and that my love bug would show up at some point. And honestly, yeah, let me tell you what, God answers motherfucking prayers for y'all. If you don't believe me or not, but it did. He did. And it was great. It was a great sense of relief. Overwhelming joy. I was very excited. You know, I felt happy. So now I get to the next window, and it's a moment to update your picture. So I updated my picture, and then I went to the next window, which is either you test out or you fill out the forms. So I got to the window and I told the lady, I said, "Alrighty, ma'am." She was like, "What are you here for?" I said, "I'm here to update my driver's license and renew it." She goes, "Okay." And I said, before she could even answer it, I jumped the gun already, being dumb because I was anxious, and said, "Can I take the test on paper?" She laughed and she goes, "No, you don't have to take the test on paper." And I was like, "Oh, okay." She goes, "But if you'd like to." And I was like, "No, fuck that." Like, oh, I didn't actually say fuck that. I said, "No, ma'am, it's all good." She goes, no, but if you'd like to take it, you insist. I was like, I wanted to tell her. I mean, does it fucking count? If it doesn't count, by all means, I'll just bomb the shit out of this. But if it does count, no, fuck that. You take the test. So everything went well. Signed the documents. I was Gucci. And on my way out the door, I will go. So there we go. And took the opportunity to take care of that. And it's just important, you guys, that you stay up to date with your driver's license. They stay up to date with your forms. Because if you don't, like, time flies too fast. And wanted to talk about my birthday coming up. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to think, like, wow, finally going to turn 27. Kind of proud of myself, to be honest. I really am, that I made it this far. And I'm thankful that God allowed me to be here this long. Honestly, it's a true blessing, and that's how I see it, because I know there was moments in my life where I hit rock bottom, And moments like that, I wanted to act in selfish ways, in ways that, you know, I wouldn't be here in this day if I would have been, if my actions would have followed through. But God has plans for everybody. He truly does. So I'm thankful that I'm going to make it to my 27th birthday next week. And I'm also going to take the time off. Maybe I'll even drop a birthday episode for you guys. Maybe a little birthday, small little episode. Who knows? Maybe I might. But just stoked about it, you know. April 23rd, for all you April 23rd babies out there. I know for a fact I'm not the only one. I've already met like 4 people in my life that share the same birthday. And I also share the same birthday as George motherfucking Lopez out there. So that, I thought that was really cool. But I mean, not like he fucking knows that I exist. But oh well. It is what it is. And I wanted to talk about a couple things. So now that I'm reaching my 27th birthday, I want to talk about the 5 years, five years already, 5 years I've been in this field, 6 years, almost 6 years, 5 years already. Yeah, I think I started at 22, so I'm about to be 27, so 5 years, yeah. So 5 years in this field, man, have been fucking hell and back. 5 years going on to 6 now. And for y'all wonder what I do in my field, I'm gonna let you guys into a secret. Well, welcome to the field of low voltage. And you wonder, oh, low voltage, you must be an electrician. No. It's not. I'm not a low voltage. I'm not an electrician. No. I am low voltage, my bad. I'm not an electrician. So you guys wonder. I don't do sparky shit. I don't do outlets. Don't ask me. In my field, I do data cable, data installs, data cabling, fiber installs, AV installs, access control installs, security installs, camera installs. I'm an install technician. I'm an installer. I don't program like that yet. Never. Well, I've been learning programming. Not gonna say never, but it is hard. And it's a lot to it in the low voltage department, but you can branch off from that field and pick and choose what you really like. I mean, if you really, really enjoy the data side, you can do data where it's just, you know, making sure that there's data points all over the building, that, you know, there's internet provided all over the outlets and whatnot, which is nice. Or you can get more advanced if you like, go AV, audio visual, which is anywhere from conference rooms to installing TVs, to doing home theater rooms, to doing professional theater setups. Like, it's really nice, and the technology behind it is fucking bitching. Or you can hop into the access control and security field. Now, that shit's pretty dope. I got into that. And if you guys wonder how I got into it, I'll let you know. So shout out to my old company. You know, I really want to name drop you fucking guys. I really do. But it's all Gucci. I'm not. I'm going to hold myself back to it. But if you guys hear it, you know who the fuck you are. So because of you, you big boss, for not showing me your fucking secrets and from keeping them in there like it was some Mayan shit, you know what? It's all right. Kiss my ass, guy. Because I'm going to tell you what. Because of you, you fueled me to become a better person. You fueled me to become the enemy, which was a technician in this field. And it's not something I really wanted to do. I really wanted to do just the cameras and just focus on that. But, nah, fuck that. We're going to learn access control. We're going to learn security one way or another, right? So I left that company that got me fueled up, and I went to the big dogs. And I went out to the big dogs, and they're great. Now, I'm not going to name drop you guys. Either. I'm not. Shout out to the techs there. You guys fucking held it down. You guys taught me a lot. So I'm very, very thankful. Because I got to learn a lot more in the access control and security side, which is pretty fucking badass. More than I ever known. Thanks to them, I was able to branch off from there and go to the New Craft Tech Solutions is where I'm at now. And that I'll name drop. So if you guys ever want to hire us, look us up at New Craft Tech Solution. NU dash or TAC, capital CRAFT, space TECH, Solutions. Yeah, look us up. We're pretty fucking badass. Small team of five, but it's all we need, right? It's all we need. But, you know, if you guys ever need an install or ever need recommendations, I also do installs on the side. I mean, just let me know. I'll hang up your TV. I've done a couple. I've done all my family members except my brothers. But hey, that was his thing. That's all I gotta say. But all the other work I've done came out real nice, came out clean, and I'm pretty proud of it. So looking forward to doing any installs. If you guys need any cameras installed, let me know too. Shit, I'm all about it. I just did a small business not too long ago, maybe about a year ago. Serato's Auto Shop in Palma Valley. So if you guys ever, you know, need your car worked on or tires, check them out. Support the fucking local, you know what I'm saying? Support the raza. Help everybody out. But all in all, I like what I do. I love the field that I'm in, and I couldn't be happier at the moment, honestly. And that's why I'm working for my ACO cert right now at the moment, and going to become a better version of myself that I couldn't have ever imagined. So I'm proud of that. And, you know, shout out to my homeboy Tim, because of you got me in this field, and the whole low voltage field. But I got to do what I got to do to make you proud, bro. At the end of the day, I thank you for changing my life for the better. Because if you didn't pull me out of Panera Bread, I swear I don't know what the fuck I'd be doing by now. Because I did not see myself being there any longer. No offense to anybody that works at Panera Bread. Hey, it really does take big brains out there. But when you're acting like a fucking child, yeah, that shit don't fly by me. Hell no. Nah, that shit don't fly by me. But to each their own, you know? To each their own. And, you know, it's cool to look at. So if you guys are ever interested, I mean, look at the low voltage field. For all your youngins out there, 17, 18-year-olds, trying to figure out what to do out of high school. Some of you guys don't want to go in the military. Some of you guys don't want to go to police force, fire force, whatever, etc. Maybe carpentry is not your, you know, you don't want to be a carpenter. You don't want to be a cement guy or a drywaller. But all these fucking fields in the construction field are beautiful. Every single field come together, you know, without one another, we can't get somewhere. We can't create a building without one another, truly, honestly. So with every single trait, it's important to work with each other to create one masterpiece. But if you guys are curious, check out the low voltage field. It's really nice. You know, I didn't know about the field at all. So now that I know, I mean, it forever changed my life. And it's a cool ass club. It's like once you enter, it's like it feels great. You get to meet a lot of people and different companies, and you interact with a lot of different folks. So it's pretty cool. You get to meet different low voltage technicians, AV guys, you know, and sometimes you get to pick each other's brains. Sometimes it's the enemy, but fuck him, you know. It is what it is. We're all in the same game at the end of the day. You got to put in your 110. So you can be with a shit-ass company, but as long as you do good, you deserve better than move up. Don't let anybody hold you down. Unless you like staying where you are, unless you like being in one spot for too long. I don't. I like climbing to the top. I like climbing to the point where I can't even climb no more, and I have to create another fucking ladder to get up there. Because I will. Ain't nobody ever going to stop me, and I'm going to get there. So I just wanted to roll over a new topic now, get over the what I do and the field and everything. But I want to talk about the 99 Cent Store. If you guys haven't heard about that, the 99 Cent Store is fucking closing now. After all these years, I know there's generations and generations of people, folks that are now in their late 20s, folks in their early 20s. I want to say probably the last folks to actually know about the 99 Cent Store. I mean, yeah, no, different ages now. So whoever was alive now, I guess, to 2024 to see the 99 Cent Store, you know, kudos to you. But I wanted to talk about the 99 Cent Store in Oceanside. and the memories that it brought to me as a child. It's kind of cool. You know, they had all over all things from party supplies to gifts to school material. Man, school material. That shit came in clutch when you needed something quick, you know, for school supplies. Like, it's there. They had it all. Drinks, snacks, it was there. It was there. I mean, it wasn't like the top shit Walmart stuff, but it was fucking good stuff, you know? So you can't hate for what it was and for the price. It was great. And I'll never forget those Granny Goose chips. Oh man, those things are fuego. Fuego. Fire. And it's sad. It's sad to finally see it that it's closing soon. I don't know, a lot of you guys are out there wondering, like, what's next? Beats me. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know what the fuck they're gonna put there next. But I'm gonna miss that. Even miss the fact that, you know, my grandma used to work there. My mom's mom. She used to work at the 99-cent store. So I don't know if stories were true, but maybe they are. And she would tell me some stories about how there was ghosts and spirits at the 99-cent store, and I believe it, probably old souls that, you know, never made it past that dollar sign. Or that were trying to chase that bag and never made it out, you know what I'm saying? But oh well. But the 99-cent store, man. So if you guys are out there by your local 99-cent store, take the time to go check it out. Things are going for sale, things are selling out fast. So if you know, might not even be there by the following week. Who knows? Might not even be there after my birthday. And just wanted to talk about, you know, growing up in the Spanish culture. I guess growing up with no cable TV, right? So it's just the moment we couldn't afford it. Because we had other necessities to take care of. My family had other things that we had to take care of. You know, make sure that we had food in our belly and clothes on our back and a roof over our head were the most essentials. You know, cable TV was kind of like a fucking perk, you know? It was like a, it was a reward. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't a necessity. It wasn't really. It was just something we wanted, but it wasn't a necessity. So we had antennas at the time and would watch it in Spanish. So I don't know if it's me or it's all you kids that grew up in the neighborhood or just in the Spanish hoods. But if you grew up watching cartoons in Spanish and then later on grow up to be an adult, is it me or is this shit just mind-blowing? Like, does the cartoon or does the movie or the show just change when you see that shit in English for the first time? You know, tell me about Bob and SpongeBob, you know, like what the fuck? What was that? Bob and SpongeBob? Yeah, Bob, SpongeBob. SpongeBob, my guys. Like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I swear I was just watching a movie the other day and I just didn't remember the movie that way. And I was like, yeah, I remember it went like this in Spanish. And I was telling Raina about it and she's like, no, it goes like this in English. I was just baffled by it. And it just cracks me up being an adult now and seeing certain things in Spanish. Or even growing up in the Spanish culture and learning certain words in Spanish but not knowing the English word to it, like certain for me was tools, which was really funny. So I knew certain tools in Spanish but I didn't know the fucking name to them in English. So I learned hard when I got in the Marine Corps and I was asking for certain tools and I looked stupid as fuck asking for pinzas when the one dude was like, you mean pliers, but which ones? And I didn't know there was different types of pliers. Well, now I look dumb, but it's all good. I learned. It was a learning experience. It truly was. And also, I wanted to go over the moment that, you know, you should appreciate every single day. Appreciate that God gave you the time and the opportunity to wake up, to take another breath. Many, many folks out there, you know, last night or the last time they closed their eyes was the last time they ever closed their eyes and was the last time they ever saw the world. So be appreciative of life. Don't hold any grudges against anybody. You know, life's too fucking short, like most folks say. Life's too short to be holding on to shit. Life's too short to be living on the edge of having enemies and shit. Enjoy life to the fullest, you know. Fuck that. Enjoy life to the fullest. You know, sometimes you just life lessons are hard and they're not easy. They're not. Sometimes you bump heads and arguments happen, but you gotta get past it. You gotta grow up. And if you ask, oh, what is growing up? Maturing. Call maturing. So stop acting like you're in middle school. Stop acting like you're in high school. Mature. Sometimes you gotta be the bigger person. Maybe there isn't an apology at the end of it. Maybe it's just, okay, it bumped heads, but you gotta see past it. So love one another. Stop hating on one another. Love your family members. Love those that come with you, not against you. But sometimes you might be consumed in your own evilness and you get devoured by it. So appreciate everybody, because you never know that tomorrow isn't promised. And that's damn right. It ain't. So make sure you tell, you know, if you got your parents still out there, tell them you love them. If you got your siblings out there, tell them you love them. If you got your friends out there, tell them you love them. Shit, if you ain't got nobody, look at the motherfucking mirror. Tell them you love them too. Remind that you love yourself. Because at the end of the day, you got to enjoy every day like it was your last. But I'm not saying live on fear and anxiety that, oh, you're going to die tomorrow. No. Can you ask yourself before you go to bed, if I were not to wake up tomorrow, was today a good day? That's the question. Ask yourself that. You know, are you okay with going to bed knowing how shitty the day was? Knowing you could have done something to change it to be better? Yeah, you could have. Well, then hop onto it. Maybe sometimes it's not even apologizing, it's just seeing past it. So, just wanted to roll into another commercial. Wanted to roll into our first commercial, actually. Not paid. Not a paid advertisement for you guys. So you guys out there, they're going to ask, what is it? What is it? I'll tell you what. Now, if you head over to Apple Store, the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, you can head over and type in WEEDMAPS and you'll get Weed Maps. Now, I'm telling you, it's great, because if you head on to Weed Maps, make yourself a little account, and I'm before I hop over to everything else, I'm not endorsing to anybody that isn't the legal age of 21 and up to consume cannabis. Don't come at me sideways. I'm not promoting it. I'm not telling you to go smoke it. You do what you do. You do you, okay? Some people drink. Some people smoke crack. Me, I smoke my weed, and I'm okay. So mind your fucking business. So now let's go back to the commercial. So now, if you get a moment to go back on Weed Maps, and you have the chance, and you're in the local area of SoCal, San Diego area, maybe Vista, check out Off the Charts. Now, I specifically say Off the Charts in Vista. Definitely a shop to go to. So worth it. Now, I mean, I'm not saying the other shops are bad. To each their own. Everybody has their own opinion. But I truly like the way that Off the Charts Vista rolls their shit. Truly do. So, want to talk about Off the Charts. So now, you guys, if you guys ever get the chance out there, make sure you bring a valid ID. They got greatest deals. They get great deals every single week. There's weekly deals. Make sure you check Off the Charts on Weed Maps, or even when you get there, scan the QR code and you can subscribe. So none of this was a paid advertisement. So if you guys want to collab, I am open. Just wink, wink, hint, hint. Open to it. So moving forward. So, yeah, rolling into the whole DMV, after the DMV experience, I went with my love bug. We went to Off the Charts. So I was there and picked up on this new dime disposable. And I'm really, really looking forward to share it with you guys, because it was a brand new one that caught my attention. That, you know, something I've never seen before. Honestly, never have. So I was just like, what is this? Well, it was the Live Reserve, a.k.a. Liquid Diamonds. So if you guys are curious what that is, Live Reserve is liquid diamonds. And the strain caught my attention, because it was like banana, but when the end of banana was cut, it was an orange, leaking orange, you know? So it was like, oh, orange banana. All right, so I wanted to talk about the Wonder Bread collab with Dime called Orange Banana. One of the most sought-out original creations, Orange Banana has been revisited, revitalized, and enhanced genetics to bring out its inner beauty. Bogus flavors and sweet orange citrus candy, orange rind, and doughy banana make this a delightful flavor smoking experience. A direct descendant of Wonder Bread's original OG Kush, Orange Banana, and a true Wonder Bread classic. So if you guys get the opportunity to try it out, it's really fucking good. Honestly, I really do enjoy these collaborations a lot when it comes with Dutton. But one of my favorite ones was the pineapple kush. Like, that shit was gas. If I can smoke it again, I would highly recommend that one. But I love the collabs, honestly. And Dime does a really great job. So, just wanted to talk about, you know, that was last week's strain. So now this week's strain, you might ask, what am I smoking on? Also, again, brought to you by Dime. Dime is not paying me for this. But if you guys want to collab, wink, wink, I wouldn't mind throwing you guys out there. It would be great. I love you guys. You guys are such a great brand, too. And also, you know, we're going to start wrapping it up slowly. We're going to start wrapping it up, you guys. So I wanted to roll over to a couple things, such as, you know, a few albums that dropped recently, a few songs that dropped recently, a couple of songs that I've been bumping to recently. One of the albums has been called Might Delete Later by J. Cole. If you guys didn't know, he just dropped a new fucking album. Shit's fire. But one of my favorite songs there is called Hunting Rabbits. Shit slaps. Certified Slapper, turn that shit up. And, you know, give some love to Lil Yachty, Lil Boat's new song, Cold Sunday. Hey, Cold Sunday, that shit's fucking good. I like it. I mean, to each their own. So, you know, if you guys need some insults out there, don't ask me for shit. I'm not going to show you my secrets on why some people are can coochie ass hoes or, you know, etc. But it is what it is. So thank you so much, you guys. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me this afternoon. And I promise again, I'll be dropping episodes Mondays. Every Mondays, I'll be dropping episodes. So look up between the mornings of 5 a.m. on the Pacific Standard Time. That's the California time. So make sure, you know, about 5 a.m., 5:30 latest, 6 a.m. if I have to get to it. But stay tuned. And, you know, next episode, I pray that I can convince my love bug to come out so you guys can hear her and check her out. We'll get to know the, you know, hindsight of her life, of her growing up on the reservation, and what it is to be Native, you know, how it is to live her eyes, what life was in her eyes, you know, the experience in her eyes. So stay tuned to next week's episode of Around the Loop, and thank you guys. If you guys get a moment, please share this with your loved ones, your friends. You know, the more subscribers, the better. And I keep checking the analytics, and it's going great, guys. So the more views, the better. I really appreciate it. I can see it from all over the U.S. and even from Belgium. Really appreciate it, you guys. So thank you, and stay tuned to another episode of Around the Loop.